This is today's Midwest Digest. Hello, everyone. I'm Max Armstrong with news and commentary from across the heartland of America. Today's Midwest Digest is brought to you by Case IH. I'll have today's stories coming right up.
At Case IH, we know why cattle get all the glory. But while a cow stands around eating 25 pounds of hay in a day, our round balers can bale 450,000 pounds of hay in a day. While cattle only have one job to do on your operation, our Maxim Series tractors have 70 tools and attachments to help you do any job. While a steer leaves 65 pounds of manure in one day, our Farmall Series tractors lift 3,800 pounds of manure in just one load. While a heifer can only take one bite of hay at a time, our rotary disc mower conditioners can cut a 16-foot wide swath of hay at a time. Sure, cattle bring in the profits, but for absolutely every other job you need to get done on your operation, Case IH equipment is clearly where to turn to for productivity. Find out more at your local Case IH dealer or at caseih.com/livestock.
Hey, if you have some travel coming up, and if Southwest can get you there, it's hard to beat that airline. Their semi-annual fare sale started this morning. Now, this is for travel later this year, early next year. There are restrictions, to be sure, but on a bunch of the shortest routes, you can get a round-trip fare on Southwest for under $100. It is frustrating for farmers when the calendar says October, there's a lot of crop in the field, and it keeps raining. Peterson, Iowa, the northwest corner of that state, had a half foot of rain Sunday and yesterday. Independence, Iowa, a few miles east of Waterloo, got 5 inches. Now, the Iowa Weekly Crop Bulletin says about 90% of the corn and beans are still in the field. I would point out, though, that is not much different than average. From this week in agribusiness, it's hard to imagine for farmers plagued by heavy rains and unable to enter their fields. But in central Illinois, dry fields and very dry crops have contributed to fires. Tractors and combines have burned. In the wee hours yesterday morning outside of Melvin, Illinois, an almost brand new combine sitting in a new farm building burned. Both were a total loss. The local fire chief said it was either a hot bearing in the combine or an electrical fire that started the blaze. Also from this week in agribusiness, it's opening day for World Dairy Expo in Madison, Wisconsin. Activities already started, though. Winning the National 4-H Dairy Cattle Judging Contest for the second year in a row was the team from Wisconsin. Minnesota's team was a close second. Oh, back on fires, Western Michigan fire officials wonder if they have a fire bug. They've had 4 suspicious fires, including a dairy farm barn north and northeast of Grand Rapids. Shop talk, as the late Paul Harvey would say back in the day. We just heard about John Hines retiring from the daily radio broadcast in Minneapolis, Minnesota. Old John would have me on as a guest a couple of times a year there on his midday show on radio station WCCO. I want to tell you, John was always well prepared. John always asked the best questions when he interviewed me. Now we hear semi-retired John is. They are saying he'll be back from time to time. Doggone it, maybe I'll still get interviewed by John Hines, one of the best in the business. That's today's Midwest Digest. It's been brought to you by Case IH and your Case IH dealer. I'm Max Armstrong. Have a good day.